The presidential candidates communicate with voters through commercials, through debates, and most directly through stump speeches. George W. Bush and John Kerry each have a standard speech to deliver at every rally and whistle stop. Unless you're lucky enough to live in a battleground state, you may not hear either candidate's stump speech, but NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson has, over and over again. Here's her report on John Kerry's.
After the obligatory thank yous to the local officials standing on stage or the sign language interpreter, John Kerry usually opens with a joke. Some are funnier than others, and many of them are about his running mate, John Edwards.
John and I have a lot in common. See, first of all, he's called John and I'm called John, right?
In Jefferson City, Missouri last week, Kerry went on to say that they both have beautiful daughters, they both married up, and...
He was chosen as People Magazine's sexiest politician in America. And I read People Magazine.
Then comes the campaign slogan. It took Kerry a long time to pick one. Last fall, it was the courage to do what's right for America. In the winter, he tried the real deal. Now he's settled on this.
Just make America stronger at home and respected in the world again.
Every time Kerry speaks, a young man with curly brown hair stands on the fringe of the crowd taking notes. He's not a reporter. He's Josh Gottheimer, the Kerry campaign's traveling speechwriter.
I just want to see what he's doing differently. He spends quite a bit of time thinking about what he's going to say before he goes out. And so I'm listening to see how he's changing things and if we're generally consistent on our message, but see if he's playing with new ideas and trying to get a sense of what the crowd's getting a sense of.
Gottheimer says Kerry is constantly refining and revising his stump speech, writing it out on a yellow legal pad, bouncing ideas off his staff, and asking for more information. And that's the essential nature of a stump speech, says Walter Shapiro, a columnist and former speechwriter for President Jimmy Carter and the author of One Car Caravan, a book about this year's Democratic primary.
Well, the ideal stump speech is not something that is etched in stone. It is something that allows additions and deletions. So it sort of becomes the organic history of the campaign. A stump speech is the security blanket that Linus carried around in the Peanuts cartoon. That this is something, when inspiration fails, this is what you can tell the crowd waiting late at night in a high school gymnasium.
Embedded in every one of Kerry's stump speeches is a little piece of jujitsu, taking phrases used in the past by Republicans and turning them on their heads. For example, in the 2000 campaign, Dick Cheney used the phrase, "Help is on the way." John Kerry uses it today. For decades, Republicans used the notion of values to paint Democrats as out of the mainstream on crime, cultural issues, and taxes. In 2004, Kerry talks about values. His are fairness, fiscal discipline, and help for families.
Values are the choices that you make in the budget you give the Congress. Values are the choices you make in the causes that you champion. Values are the people that you stand up and fight for.
In this campaign, the health of the economy is in the eye of the beholder. President Bush sees it as strong and getting stronger. John Kerry sees the downsides: higher health care premiums, lower paying jobs, and a middle class squeeze. Here's how he said it on the stump in St. Louis last week.
The middle class of the United States of America is playing by the rules. People are working two jobs, three jobs, and they're still not getting ahead. And I'm running for president because the middle class deserves a champion.
Some stump speakers are more consistent than others. John Edwards, for example, rarely varies his speech. A former trial lawyer, Edwards rehearsed his speech till he had it down, and he performs it flawlessly at each event. But Kerry's speech, says Walter Shapiro, changes every time.
John Kerry is someone who has a strange self-confidence in his ability to improvise as an orator. So there is a sense that Kerry does embellish based on something he's seen, something that aides have told him.
That often takes the form of an anecdote about real people Kerry has met on the campaign trail.
What does it mean to a guy I met in Ohio in Canton? His name's Dave McCune. And he watched his job go overseas, and after his job had gone overseas, he had to unbolt the equipment that he worked on, crate it up, and send it overseas to follow his job. We can do better in America, and help is on the way.
Kerry's stump speech has changed since the primaries. Now his speeches are more personal, his speaking style less abstract and senatorial. And, says Josh Gottheimer, his stump speech is more positive.
It's not about his opponent, it's about what he wants to do for America. And I think that's the big difference, where, you know, where he is right now. And I just think he's out there with a very positive message.
The slashing attacks against George W. Bush that Kerry used in the primaries are gone because he no longer has to rally the Democratic Party's base. In St. Louis last week, this is as close as he came to a negative attack.
There is nothing conservative about a certain attorney general from somewhere who stomps on the civil rights and civil liberties of Americans.
That certain attorney general, of course, is Missouri's own former Senator John Ashcroft. Kerry never used that line again during the rest of his trip through the state, and he no longer mentions George W. Bush by name. Instead, in a line that invariably gets the loudest applause at every stop, he rails against an enemy that's safer to attack.
We are going to reach for energy independence. We're going to create the jobs of the future. Because I want America's security to depend on America's ingenuity and creativity, not the Saudi royal family. That's where our future is.
If you've been in the traveling press corps long enough, you know what line in the stump speech is your cue to pack up your stuff and run for the bus. In 1968, reporters covering Robert F. Kennedy used to joke that it was time to go when Bobby quoted George Bernard Shaw. With John Kerry, it's when he gets to this optimistic windup.
Hope is rising. The sun is rising for America. Our best days are ahead of us. This is the most important election of our lifetime. Everything's on the line. Let's go out and reclaim our democracy.
Thank you, and another thing about Kerry's standard stump speech, it's usually followed by the standard stump song. In this case, the campaign's informal anthem, Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Goode. Mara Liasson, NPR News.